friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the December 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African men's football. African champion Algeria has received a big boost ahead of defending its continental title in Cameroon next month. Algeria defeated neighbor Tunisia 2-0 over the weekend to lift the FIFA Arab Cup in Qatar. Prince Nesta has that story, as well as a full package of European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. The decent Foxes of Algeria scored 2 goals in extra time through Amir Sayoud and Yassine Brahimi to secure a 2-0 win against the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia and clinch the 2021 FIFA Arab Cup in a match that was played at the Al Bayt Stadium. Qatar also joined the podium after winning 5-4 in a dramatic penalty shootout against the Pharaohs of Egypt in the tournament's third-place match played at the Doha Stadium. Both teams had failed to find the back of the net during regular and extra time. Moving on to the English Premier League, English football of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka, Brazilian sensation Gabriel Martinelli and Emil Smith-Rowe all registered their names on the score sheet to help Arsenal maintain momentum in their battle for a top-4 finish in the Premier League with an emphatic 4-1 victory over Leeds United at Elland Road. Rafinha scored Leeds United's consolation goal from the penalty spot during the second half. Here's Arsenal captain Alexandre Lacazette's take on the match.
Honestly, the game plan of the coach was good. And for me, the way he wanted us to play was perfect for me, so I could come short and create space for Gabi and Bukayo on the side, and as well Martin, and as well because they're intelligent and they understand the games, they could use the space. I like to come short and play with the midfielder to link with them, and when we have the possibility, we can find the guys in behind. So today it worked, and we score like this as well, so it's good.
There was Arsenal captain Alexandre Lacazette praising his team's game plan in their dominant victory against Leeds. During the Christmas period last year, Arsenal were only 4 points above relegation zone and were positioned 15th in the Premier League table. But this time around, Lady Luck seems to be on their side, as they guaranteed to be in the top 4 on Christmas Day for the first time in 5 years. Here's their coach Mikel Arteta on his young side's performance.
I say great performance from the lads. And because they are the ones that play, they have to execute it against a team that is very uncomfortable to play against. And I'm really glad the way they played. 3 games in a week, 3 wins, very physical games as well. And I'm really pleased. We had some intentions with the ball and understanding how they were going to try to avoid us playing and coming through things that we could exploit. But again, I think the players understood the game really well and we were really effective. We were a real threat and in the first half, we were really, really good.
There's Arsenal coach Mikel Arteta revealing his team's performance against Leeds United after winning their 3rd match in a span of 7 days. Harry Kane and Sung Heung-min cancelled Diogo Jota and Robertson's goal in an epic Premier League 2-2 draw pitting rivals Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur. The Reds were missing key players including Thiago Alcantara, Fabinho, Virgil van Dijk and Curtis Jones were all sidelined after testing positive for COVID-19. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp insisted he was happy with his team's performance.
The result, I think, is fine. Would have been different, I think, with different decisions from the ref. But with the decisions, how he did it, I'm fine with the result. It's a 2-2 at Tottenham. That's absolutely okay. It was a difficult game for us for plenty of reasons. One is we had to change a lot. And it obviously is then difficult to deal with the different challenges in a game like this. The challenge today was we play against Tottenham, who set up a 5-3-2 And when they won the ball deep in their own half, they just kicked it as far as possible, and Kane and Son were on their bikes for it. So we struggled with these moments slightly. That costs you, obviously, like, it gives you some struggles a little bit, because you think each ball we lose is probably... So we had to reorganize our protection a little bit better in the second half, that we don't run always in a counter-attack. That makes no sense, that Ibu Konate is involved in our offensive passing and Tyler Morton is the one who stands against Harry Kane. That's not really how it should be.
Liverpool boss Jürgen Klopp speaking to the media after his team's draw against Tottenham Hotspur. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Tottenham's Italian boss Antonio Conte also had nothing but praise for his side.
We had a good performance, great commitment, great desire to take points against a strong team. Against one of the best team in this moment in the world, not only in the Europe. To get 1 point could be good in one end. In the other hand, I think that when you create many chances and you have this type of performance, you have to kill your opponent. You have to kill especially to get 3 points. And for this reason, I think we have to be a bit disappointed. We have to go to home happy, but half and half. Happy in one end, but in another end, a bit disappointed because we had an important chance to get 3 points against Liverpool, that for me is one of the best team, not only in Premier League, but in the world.
Chelsea were held to a 0-0 draw against Wolverhampton Wanderers at the Molineux Stadium. The Blues fielded a depleted side with 8 of their senior players missing after testing positive for COVID-19 or through injury, and struggled to get into the match against a spirited old side. Will be disappointed to only come away with a point. Here's Chelsea's boss Thomas Tuchel's take on the match.
It was tough for us in the first half. We started very well in the first 5 minutes. Then we lost confidence. We were a bit like shy and always a step late. We struggled to adapt to their structure, which was a bit surprising, but maybe also not, because with Trevor and N'Golo in midfield, we never played like this, and they come from injuries. So, yeah, we grew into it, and the second half was very good. I'm absolutely happy with the second half. We had this one big chance that we were waiting for, because it's tough to create chances against Wolves and it's tough to score against them. So this was the one chance. We have a clean sheet again, a well-deserved clean sheet, so a lot of positive things. And yeah, keep the fingers crossed now that it stays like this.
Goals from Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez, Ruben Dias, Joao Cantelo and Raheem Sterling helped Manchester City extend its lead at the top of the Premier League table to 3 points after sealing a 4-0 win against Newcastle United. The Citizens have now scored 11 goals in 2 matches following their previous 7-0 drubbing of Leeds United last week. The win is the team's 34th win in 2021, setting a new club record for most wins in a calendar year in the English Premier League. Here's Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola reviewing his team's performance.
Good result in a not good performance. We were lucky well, it was a good action, but Newcastle didn't defend well in the first goal. And after the second one, brilliant action from Joao, but the first half was the one of the worst we have played this season. And the second half was much better.
There's Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola speaking to the media after his side thumped Newcastle United to seal its 8th consecutive Premier League win. More than half of the weekend's Premier League matches were postponed due to COVID-19. Top flight clubs are also expected to meet today to assess the run of fixtures during the festive season, in what is traditionally the busiest period in the English footballing calendar. Moving on to the French League, French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe scored a brace to help PSG secure a 3-0 win against 5th division side Feniz Alloy in the start of their road to defend the French Cup title. The 23-year-old slotted home a penalty in the 16th minute, while Argentine finisher Mauro Icardi extended the lead in the 31st minute. Mbappe later sealed the win in the second half after a collective effort. Marseille also advanced to the last 32 of the French Cup after seeing off Rocheville 4-1, courtesy of Poland striker Kadius Milik's hat-trick. French footballer of Moroccan descent Matteo Guendouzi set up Brazilian forward Luis Enrique to also register his name on the score sheet. In other fixtures, French footballer of Tunisian descent Wissam Ben Yedder scored a brace to lead Monaco to a 2-0 win over third division side Red Star, while French champions Lille also qualified after securing a 3-1 win over AJ Auxerre thanks to goals from Canadian footballer of Haitian descent Jonathan David, Angel Gomez and Mehmet Zeki Salik. 5th Division side AS Kent, whose youth academy produced the likes of French legend of Algerian descent Zinedine Zidane and his fellow countryman of Senegalese descent Patrick Vieira, registered a shock 3-2 victory on post-match penalties against French top-flight side Dijon. And in Spain, Ferran Blanch, Gavi and Nico Gonzalez all found the back of the net as Barcelona claimed a 3-2 home win over Elche in a much-needed victory, which lifts them up to 7th place in the La Liga table. The win should give Barca a boost ahead of their last 2021 fixture against rival Sevilla, who earned a 2-1 win against Atletico Madrid thanks to Luka Ocampos's late goal. Second place Sevilla moved within 6 points of Real Madrid, whose 10 matches in a row winning streak was halted after a frustrating 0-0 draw against Cadiz. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. Prince mentioned Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez scoring for top-of-the-table Manchester City over the weekend. Now, the 30-year-old Mahrez did not play for Algeria's FIFA Arab Cup-winning team in Qatar. And Prince's Mahrez mention also causes me to eat a little humble pie. Last week on the show, I made a mistake and identified Mahrez as playing for Liverpool and not Man City.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. Akwa United is off to a good start in defense of its Nigeria Professional Football League title. Akwa United defeated Kano Pillars Sunday 3-0. In the opening match for both teams, Joseph Bassey, Stephen Chukwude, and Ubong Friday got their names on the score sheet. Paul Bassey is the chairman of Akwa United Football Club. Iron Mike Mbonye asked him, what are the club's expectations for this new season?
Our expectations are defined. We're the defending champions. Not only do we want to retain our crown, but we want to get back to Africa. Last time around, it was not good enough. There was a lot of extraneous factors that stopped us from progressing. But this time around, we believe that we've learned our lessons and we have to do well. Yes, we've won the league before. Winning it again, fine, but Africa is our focus. You can only go to Africa if you win the league or come second. So those are expectations for the new season. And we believe that we can meet them. We have a strong team. We didn't lose too many players. We have the same coach, the same chairman, the same commissioner, I said the same governor, and of course that same God.
Some football analysts think that the delay in the commencement of the football season affected the fortunes of Nigerian clubs in continental engagement. What's your take on this?
Yes. I mean, it has to do about planning. It has to do about aligning ourselves with the European calendar. If we don't, we suffer. I mean, we find out that we have we've had to start the league late, and by so doing, by the time we end the league about 2 weeks to the commencement of continental competitions, and you don't have enough time to allow the players to rest. You don't have enough time to recruit, to fortify your team, because you must have lost some players along the line. Whose fault? What players do in the Nigerian league? They want to go abroad, they earn more money, they are better exposed, so you cannot stop them. And then the system does not allow you to recruit credible players to take over from here. You have missing holes. It affected us. We lost two key players. One of them in the attack, Charles Ashimene, and of course, Sebi Sanda in the defense. And we couldn't replace them quick enough. And that also helped to stand against our chances. The COVID era is unbelievable. You know, COVID-19 test, and then no fly zones. I mean, we were going to Algeria, there was no domestic flight to Algeria. We had to charter a flight. That is the same thing that happened to people who went to play in Libya, in Tunisia, in Morocco. And when you don't have enough time to plan, I mean, chartering a flight is not mean fit. So when you don't even have enough time to put resources together to plan, and then before you make your trip into the thick part of the continent, you can hardly do well.
What are the chances of Akwa United Football Club in the new football season? Did you recruit new players for the season?
Yes, of course. Of course, we had to recruit new players for the new season. Well, by doing that, we had to let some players go. There's no doubt about that. At the end of the season, there are some players that are not... I mean, if for instance, you recruited an attacker and he plays 38 matches and doesn't score to 2-3 goals, you had to let him go. Some of them were on contract. Their contract ended and with nothing, we should renew them. So we went out to recruit players specifically for the wings that we had. As I said earlier, wings that we had holes. We lost one key central defender. We had to bring in a central defender. We lost two people in the attack. We had to bring in two people. We needed to fortify our midfield. Added a goalkeeper to our squad. So we recruited by virtue of need, not just by recruitment sake. We've also given chance to some young players who believe that in the next 2-3 years, we're planning ahead. So go into the team. So those are the recruitments we have made. I want to believe that at the end of the day, we'll make it count, especially those young players that we have to work on and give them their confidence, feel them. We also went to clubs that probably believe did not do well last season. We went to clubs like Ifeanyi, went to Jigawa, went to Adamawa, and brought in some players, young players that they will turn out to be a revolution this season. Yes, we did recruit. Like I said, we are ready. And don't forget, we're defending champions. And we're condemned to defend the trophy. And I want to believe that with the support we are having from our state government, our numerous fans who repeat what we did last season, God willing. I cannot blame the league management company. Ours is a systemic problem. Operating in a country where nothing has worked, the politics is not working, the economy is in shambles. Sports can hardly thrive under those circumstances. The league has no sponsor. We're struggling to get people to be interested in the league. I mean, it's not a Father Christmas thing. It's not a cake you just give to somebody. Anybody who wants to invest in the league must make sure the league is doing well. For now, we have a lot of crisis, the security situations in the country. Teams travel with prayers. Most of the venues we use are not up to standard. So the LMC is doing its best at the NFF too, but under the circumstances under which we operate, we can hardly stand 2x2 with the countries in North Africa and South Africa. But let me give a lot of kudos to the clubs. They've sacrificed so much to make the league what it is. And they've taken, they want to believe that even as at this year, when we had a meeting, we said, let's continue, let's go on. Things are not normal, but we believe that we keep on playing. So we'll get out of that tunnel. It's already manifesting itself. We have unveiled two sponsors yet, and the more will come. The referees will be paid. The clubs will get their due. We won the league. We have not yet received our prize money. But I want to believe that as we are working to fix Nigeria, our football will also be fixed.
That's Paul Bassey, the chairman of Akwa United Football Club. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Uyo, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Paul Bassey, technical committee member of the NFF, chairman of Akwa United Football Club. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
Join me for the next Straight Talk Africa. We'll bring you the best of our interviews from 2021. From a unique moment of African camaraderie at the Tokyo Olympics to men and mental health and what Africa's young people really want. We'll look back at the unfiltered conversations with some of our guests. All this and a lot more on the next Straight Talk Africa. Join me, Haiti Adams, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
Thanks, Haiti. American star Tiger Woods returned to competitive golf over the weekend, 10 months after a car crash that badly damaged his right leg. Tiger and his 12-year-old son, Charlie, played well at the PNC Championship, a special 36-hole event in Orlando, Florida. They finished two shots behind John Daly's winning team. George McNeely reports from Orlando.
Sonny, here in Orlando, John Daly and his son John Daly II captured the 36-hole competition Sunday with a final round 57 to defeat Tiger and Charlie Woods by two shots. The Dalys finished at 27 under par for the PNC Championship, breaking by one stroke the tournament record set by Davis Love III and his son Drew 3 years ago here. Still a remarkable return from a horrific car crash back in February that severely injured Tiger's right leg. Woods and his 12-year-old son set a tournament record with 11 consecutive birdies for solo second place.
There were just too many groups that were either tied with us or ahead of us. And we got on a nice heater, and as you said, we made 11 in a row. And you know, in that, on the last hole, we knew on the tee box that we needed three to probably get into a playoff or at least make it interesting for the Dalys back there. And unfortunately, we didn't chip in, and then we didn't make the putt.
Team Tiger finishing two shots back at 25 under par, while last year's winning duo of Justin and Mike Thomas were third at minus 24. And still, no timetable from Tiger on any return to regular season tournament golf.
I'm not going to play a full schedule ever again. I'm going to have to pick and choose what events. And even then, my body might not cooperate with that. And so I don't know how many events I'm going to be playing. And it's going to be up to training sessions, practice sessions, recovery, the recovery tactics, you know, all those different things to be able to do it. As I said, I have a better perspective on it now, and just so thankful to be able to do this again, because it didn't look good there for a little bit.
The words of Tiger Woods following a second-place finish to John Daly and John Daly II, though Tiger said he and Charlie met their objectives for the week, they played a bogey-free family scramble, and they had fun. From the PNC Championship in Orlando, Florida, for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm George McNeely.
Thanks, George.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I encourage our Sunny Side of Sports listeners to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports. With the Africa Cup of Nations kicking off in less than 3 weeks in Cameroon, Douglas Mpuga joins us with a report on the history of the African football showpiece.
This will be the 33rd edition
the flagship football tournament in Africa, now in its 65th year, is the major event organized by the Confederation of African Football. It was first held in 1957 in Sudan, with only three teams, Sudan, Egypt, and Ethiopia, participating. The participating teams' number increased gradually with time, to become four in 1962, 16 in 1996, then reached 24 teams in 2019. So far, 18 countries have hosted the competition, with two editions co-hosted, that is Ghana and Nigeria in 2000 and Gabon and Equatorial Guinea in 2012. 14 teams have so far won the tournament, with Egypt being the most successful nation, winning it a record 7 times.
Thanks, Douglas. That's Douglas Mpuga. The Pharaohs of Egypt will kick off their Nations Cup campaign on January 11th when they play the Super Eagles of Nigeria in Garoua, Cameroon. The Africa Cup of Nations will officially kick off on January 9th with two Group A matches in the capital, Yaoundé. Five-time African champion Cameroon will host Burkina Faso, the 2013 Nations Cup runner-up, in the tournament's opening match, and that will be followed by a match between Ethiopia and Cape Verde.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, the AP's Tom Merriam will have a roundup of National Football League news for us.
It took until week 15 to finally have an NFL team clinch a division title. It happened in Baltimore, but it wasn't the Ravens, as AP's Craig Heist reports.
Aaron Rodgers threw three touchdown passes, tying Brett Favre on Green Bay's all-time career list as the Packers beat the Ravens 31-30 to clinch the NFC North title.
It's a big win for us. We're obviously playing for a lot. We're still, you know, got a chance to be the one seed. So that's the focus. This is a good football team we just played, who's fighting for their playoff lives for sure. Nothing's easy at this point in the season, and it's good to get these wins.
Rodgers hit Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Aaron Jones with scoring strikes. Jones says the division title is just the start for this team.
Feels good. That's where it starts at. It starts with the North, and now we, like you said, got a bigger fist to fry.
Tampa Bay fell a game behind Green Bay, losing to the Saints 9-0 Sunday night. Arizona also fell a game behind Green Bay, upset by the lowly Lions 30-12, much to the chagrin of quarterback Kyler Murray.
We didn't come prepared at all. I mean, I think that showed out there. You know, no energy, no juice.
Dallas is also now 10-4 after beating the Giants 21-6 with Dak Prescott throwing a TD pass.
We're trying to peak at the right time, make sure that we're heading into the postseason with momentum.
The Kansas City Chiefs were the big winners in the AFC despite not playing Sunday. KC now has the AFC's best record as Tennessee lost 19-13 to Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger.
Every game kind of is a playoff. I mean, it had the feel of a playoff game, physically, emotionally, the fans, everything.
The Bengals now 8-6 after edging the Broncos 15-10, while Buffalo is also 8-6 after booting kickerless Carolina 31-14. The 49ers, Dolphins, and Texans also won. I'm Tom Marion.
Thanks, Tom. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to French football star Kylian Mbappe. The PSG star is celebrating his 23rd birthday on this Monday. Kylian was born in France to a Cameroonian father, Wilfried, while his mother, Faiza, is of Algerian origin. And at the age of 23, Kylian Mbappe is already a World Cup champion. At the 2018 World Cup in Russia, Mbappe became the second teenager after Pele to score in a World Cup final. France beat Croatia 4-2 in Moscow. Happy 23rd birthday, Kylian Mbappe. the December 20th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports. I get it.